Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Lou, Seth Geisen from the Pastania Studios, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
It's cold out. This is, I don't like this. This is March. It's supposed to be March showers bring April flowers, and it's March snow brings April snow. And I don't, that's no good. No mas.
All right, so today we are talking about the EP Carrillo Allegiance Sidekick. Cigars are Robusto 5x50. Comes out of the Tabaliza factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra. Binder and filler both from Nicaragua. Price point is $12. Cigars released in November of 2022. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in South Florida and you're one of the locations, be sure to stop in for a cigar and a libation. But if you're not nearby, you can go to the website or give them a call and place an order with them, and they will ship it out to you right away. All right. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I overall thought it was pretty average. It was interesting. Like it almost feels like for me that it had a good base to work with, but it didn't really have enough of like surrounding kind of layers to it. So like, for instance, I actually really liked the spice delivery. It was really full. It was like one of those spice deliveries where you felt it on your tongue and then on your entire palate. It was really full in that sense. But other than that, there was like, you know, some very typical things like cedar and that kind of thing, but nothing to like kind of build off of that. And I think that was what was most like average about it, right? Like nothing like off-putting or anything. It was just kind of like a kind of mediocre baseline of flavors.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts? Oh, you got to unmute.
Yeah.
You almost made it.
Thanks for sharing, Seth.
Fascinating.
It's about sums up my smoking experience. So it's just some things are better. I mean, it's just there wasn't much there. I mean, it was damp earth, tobacco quality, sweet spice. There were some fruity and nut aspects, medium full. And I was one of these dark Ecuadorian Sumatra wrappers that I'm always weary about and always talking negative about. And this is why. So, John,
listen, man, in a few months somebody's gonna be like, hey, did you smoke that EP Carrillo Legion Sidekick? And I'll be like, yeah. And they're gonna be like, what do you think of it? And I'm like, I don't remember.
Just fucking sidekick them after they do it, man. Just right to the side of the head.
It was unremarkable, and it wasn't bad. Like June said, I feel like it had a bunch of base flavors that could have been really interesting to build off of, but it just didn't really seem to go anywhere. And so, you know, I got through the whole cigar and I, you know, went through my notes and I'm like, it just wasn't, there was nothing about this cigar that stood out. It was just unremarkable. You know, it was the next door neighbor of cigars. It was nice, but I'm going to forget about it in a few months. So, you know, I guess one could say the construction was excellent. Perfect burn, perfect draw. So, I mean, that's great. And price point was nice. Yeah. Aaron, what about you?
For me, this cigar started with toasted cedar, mustiness, and bold baking spice. Baking spice transitioned to black pepper pretty quickly, and then some earth joined a bit later. Second third saw the profile become a bit dry, and then the final third saw some wood bitterness join in and kind of built up. I thought the cigar had an average flavor profile through the first two thirds, kind of focused around that toasted cedar, black pepper, and earth, and then that final third dropped a level as the wood bitterness joined in and kind of built up along the way. Profile was just too earthy and raw for me, kind of especially when that black pepper had the lead. Just an interesting collaboration between Ernesto and Oliva, but not something I'd see myself come back to. This is gonna be very mean what I say right now, but I have to say it. Making a cigar at Oliva is pretty straightforward, I think. Like they have a pretty good standard of, like, I'm not saying everything's a banger coming out of there, but you have a good, you have a really good start, right? And it's going to be good. But like, I just think that somehow this was like taken, like somebody went into Oliva and like I don't know. They kicked out, kicked one of the legs out from underneath one of the tables. And like, it was like, fuck this place. Like, and then we, I don't know what happened here. But,
Not even, listen, not even a gringo could fuck this up by working with Oliva. I mean,
don't know, man. Yeah. I just don't know how this happens. Like, right. I just don't know how this happens.
does
Like,
seem curious to me.
yeah. So I don't know what to say. It's just, no, I don't know,
Maybe
man.
the only other theory I can get is that you have, let's just say, like, the best people in Oliva, the family was working on this, and Ernie came, and they're all working on this, and they just overthink it. We're overthinking it so much. They were just working so hard on it that they're like, gosh, no, this isn't right. This isn't it. And they just kept going back and forth. And maybe that's where we are. It's just that they just thought about this too hard. And that we just really need to be like, guys, just go in there and all you have is 5 minutes to remake this. Go. And I
Take
bet
the
you they can make
Millennial
something
Blend,
better.
make some tweaks.
Or you know what? It could have been, hey Ernie, remember that Cuba Aliadas you made for us? Here's your allegiance. There you go. So maybe that's how it went down. I don't know.
Hey,
at
something.
least it's
Okay,
only 12
we gotta
bucks.
turn it off. Aaron is getting too
I
opinionated
haven't
right
even been
now. Getting
drinking.
spicy tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Very
All right, let's
spicy.
get into the scores. We're gonna start at the top with June and John tied at 6.1. I
Oh.
gave it a 5.3 and Seth gave it a
Oof.
5.25. So June had that 6.1 matchup for you.
It was, it tasted overall average and good construction, but not gonna go back to it.
How about you, John?
Yeah, it could be $8, and there's just nothing about this that, like I said, it's just unremarkable. It's not bad. It's just, there's 212 other cigars in the market that are exactly the same as this, and some of them are cheaper, and I wouldn't smoke those either. So, yeah.
My 5.3 matches up well. Below average flavor profile. Really good construction. But that's about it. Seth, 5.25.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty rough, man. I really was hating that color green towards the end. I had enough.
All right. Final thoughts, or I think we probably beat this one to death.
A lot of beef,
No,
yeah.
I
A lot of
had a
fat.
question for you.
Yeah.
When EPC comes out with a new blend, I feel like for some reason, because I think because the industry talks so well of Ernie, right? And like he's very well regarded, right? And understandably. So I feel like every time EPC comes out with a blend, I feel like it is something that I should like.
I'm
And that I.
100% with you right now. I feel bad that I don't like what he makes.
Yeah. Like I thought
Like I'm
about the
supposed to,
last
like this is a
EPC I
Hall of
liked.
Famer, right? This is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You're supposed to enjoy this stuff. And I'm like, I'm not getting it.
Yeah, me too. And I feel, yeah, I also feel bad. I was thinking about what is the last EPC you released that I liked?
Sure on.
It was the La Historia. That was a long time ago. I mean, but look at it like this. Peyton Manning ended his career winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay, But did he win that Super Bowl or did the defense win the Super Bowl?
He
And
was
listen,
throwing some ducks.
he was throwing some listen, he's throwing better than I am, and I defended him, and I can t I will get into the aspect that he was the only quarterback that could clock manage that situation and not screw it up. But it's not like he looks great. It's just I don't feel bad. I don't expect anything. I think I stopped expecting greatness And I'm surprised he's a
coming out
while
with
ago.
such like what new releases all of a sudden. Like it feels like they're yearly new releases now that he's doing and
Everybody's
nothing's
got
Well, I
really
mean, look,
hitting.
you have to remember there's a machine that like he's driving a machine at this point at Cigar Aficionado, right? Like they love everything he makes. And it's like and there's like all this buzz that goes behind that. So it's just like there's a segment that really does like this. But it's just not me. So I don't know.
It's none of us. So are we like, are we that? Man, sometimes I like look at the way we review stuff and the way we talk about cigars, and I hear about other medias and other consumers, and I'm just kind of like, what the fuck is going on? Like
When us, especially us four, are lying on something, I'm like, no, I feel pretty good about what I'm putting down on paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
but anyways, you know, who knows?
All right, wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Sidekick.